This is a quick review of Mishnah Berurah Siman Resh Nun. We'll do the whole Siman in one shot because it's a quick Siman. So it says the Mechaber, Yashkin Baboker, Yom Shishi, Vahakin Tzorchei Shabbos. A person should wake up early on Friday to prepare that which is necessary for Shabbos. Afilo Yeshlo Kama Avadim, even though someone has a number of servants, L'sham Show, take care of business. Yishtadel Lahakin Ba'atzmo, Shum Dovel Tzorchei Shabbos, Kidei L'chavdo. You should try to at least do one thing, something yourself, in order to honor the Shabbos. The Gemara tells us of different Amoraim who used to do specific things themselves. Rav Chisda would chop up the vegetables. Rabba and Rav Yosef ate him. Rabba and Rav Yosef would cut up wood for that they should have for Shabbos. Rav Zera would light a fire for Shabbos. Rav Nachman hoya misakin abayis u'machnas kelim atzrichim eshabim ufana kleachol. Rav Nachman would clean up the house and bring in special things for Shabbos and take out the weekday things. And certainly from these great individuals, one should learn that it is not a pagam, it's nothing to do with insulting his honor, because certainly he was no more honorable than these Amoraim, and they specifically did something to covet Shabbos themselves. Kizehu kvodo, shemachavir Shabbos. What is more honorable for a person than honoring the Shabbos? We'll go to Mishnah Berurah now. So just in Sifkat and Aleph, Mishnah Berurah cites the pasuk. It says that Hayah b'yom haShishi v'hechinu es asher yaviv. Right. So it says specifically by the man that on Yom Shishi you should prepare those things which you're going to bring in, and that's the source for starting to prepare for Shabbos dafka right at the beginning of the sixth day, right at Friday morning. And then just a little later in the Sifkat, if it's the normal thing for people to buy first thing in the morning, and if you go to davening and do your learning that you normally do your Seder right then and there, you're going to miss it, then you should actually go ahead and do this before your learning Seder, and even before davening, and it's not considered taking care of your own personal needs before davening, because this is called Chafetz Shamayim, not your own Chafetz. And then it's a cut, and Basie points out, obviously better to take care of things on Friday than Thursday, because it's much more recognizable that it's L'Kavod Shabbos. But obviously, if it's a winter Shabbos and it's a short day and you're not going to get everything done, then take care of it the best possible way, on Thursday, so that you'll actually get it done. And it's good to verbalize that you're doing things L'Kavod Shabbos, because Dibor Poel Harbe B'Kedusha, says the Mishnah Berurah, it helps a lot when it comes to holy things. Then he goes through the Gemara, which discusses the different hanhagos of Hillel and Shammai. So how would they fulfill Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? Shammai would find something nice, and he would set it aside for Shabbos. He would try to do something every single day. So if he finds something nice on Sunday, he would say, oh, I'm going to do this for Shabbos. And then if on Monday he found something nicer, he would eat the thing that he bought yesterday, and he would say, this is for Shabbos. However, Hillel would not do this. Hillel would hold out, and he would say that I know that Hashem's going to take care of me L'Kavod Shabbos, and he would buy it on Friday specifically. He wouldn't specifically get something on Sunday for Shabbos or Monday for Shabbos, Tuesday. He would hold out until right before Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out that many poskim agree that Hillel is not the Ikar Halacha. Shammai is actually the Ikar Halacha in this case. But if you have the type of bitachon like Hillel did, then you have the right to follow Hillel. But the average person should do like Shammai. If you see something really nice, buy it now and set it aside. The Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. He quotes an idea that you're supposed to taste the food on Friday to make sure it's nice and delicious for Shabbos. He quotes in the Shulchan Shlomo that a smach for this from the pasuk Toamea Chayim Zochu. Those who taste it are Zoka to life. And Sifkat Gimel points out that this is based on the idea of Mitzvah Bo Yosem Vishlucho, because it says specifically for the individual, the Karasa LaShabbos Oneg L'Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, you should do something to honor the Shabbos. And Huadinami in all of the different mitzvos, we say mitzvah yosim v'shlucho. And he just points out that he quotes himself from the Bira Halacha that it's kedai to be mahara b'tshuva area of Shabbos, because Hashem is coming to visit. It's like it's a me'ain Rosh Hashanah kind of. When the king is coming, it's not b'kavadik that you should be dirty from sin. The king is coming to visit. And obviously he says clean up your house nicely, get rid of the spider webs, get rid of the dirt, and make it as if you're really having a chash of a guest, because there is no more chash of a guest than the Shabbos. Zivkat and Dalit, he quotes that he saw, the Mishnah Chavetz Chaim himself says, I saw Gedolim and Anshe Maisa that they would specifically on the short Shabbos, so they would make sure to get business taken care of to help clean up themselves, so that God forbid someone else should not have to end up being Mechal Shabbos because things aren't ready for Erev Shabbos. So no one is above avoiding Chilul Shabbos for himself and his family, so everybody should get to work in that way. Let's go to the Ramah. Sharpening the knives so that they can cut nicely and everybody can eat pleasantly is part of covered Shabbos. So make sure you take care of that as well before Shabbos, if it's necessary. Sif Beis, Yar Bebe Basar V'Yayin and McDonald's Kefi Yecholto. One should eat a lot of meat and wine and delicious things based on what a person can afford. And he says, look in Siman Reish Mem Beis, we discussed the details of this particular halacha. So in the Dirshu here, he gives you a little bit of help. He says that you're supposed to try your best to have fish and garlic and beets and other things that they're special foods that were considered in those days very, very chashuv. But obviously, common sense, whatever is chashuv in your day, where you live, what you like to eat, that's what you should eat on Shabbos. And he points out, there's obviously an Indian to eat fish on Shabbos, zecher to the Sudas Levyasan. There's no actual chiyuv achilas basar on Shabbos, even though obviously if one enjoys meat, one should be mechabed the Shabbos by eating meat. It's not the same as yantif, where there's actually a chiyuv achilas basar mitzad simchas yantif, if you hold like the Shitzah Rambam in that way. God willing, we'll get there much, much later.